Innovation Minds presents At the Edge, a podcast about using innovation to empower and drive engagement. The nature of work has changed. Companies around the world are struggling to find the right balance in the new work-from-home hybrid paradigm. As much of the workforce begins to go back to the office after more than a year working remotely, how can leaders keep their employees engaged and collaborating successfully? In this podcast, we interview thought leaders from business and hear their stories and viewpoints on how to use innovation to engage the workforce, as well as how to innovate engagement.
On the low end, they're saying that 25% of our employees will think about moving to a new company, up to 45%. One of the secrets is that we incorporate engagement touch points with our employees year-round, not once a year. And this is really a critical component of what Innovation Minds is focused on, which is how do we make it easier for employers to connect with employees, partners, customers in a real and authentic way.
Rosemary Rain is Senior Vice President of Product at Innovation Minds. Previous to this, she was Director of Learning and Education at Wikipedia. She's an author and international speaker who has helped Fortune 500 companies and private clients achieve their highest potential by mentoring them on leadership, innovation, and engagement. Rosemary has served as Vice Chair of the Creative Problem Solving Institute and has lived in Latin America for 15 years. She is currently based in Ecuador. Rosemary, welcome to At the Edge, and thank you for being here.
It's amazing to be with you, Michael, talking to you. We have so many global parties involved. I'm from Ecuador, you're in South Africa. Of course, our organization is in San Francisco, so we're touching all parts of the planet.
Let's start, Rosemary, just by you giving us a background, you know, why or how you have achieved the status of an expert around the areas that Innovation Minds works in.
Well, sure. I connected with the amazing Bala from Innovation Minds, who was Chief Innovation and HR Officer at LinkedIn while I was in San Francisco. And I led learning and development for a little organization you might have heard of called Wikipedia. And of course, that's about democratized content and how to get people engaged as volunteers to write Wikipedia all around the world. And I had my own facilitation business always focused on employee and customer engagement and innovation. So I've worked around the world with young presidents organizations. And so facilitating that process in person led me to the fact that we also need to be able to connect and communicate virtually with employees and customers. And thus is the love affair with Innovation Minds.
Let's dive right into that issue of, you know, how we do business being something that's changing. Obviously, a hybrid work situation is sudden. At the same time, it's been, you know, looming for a long time. How is it changing the situation around how employees are going to relate to each other and to the company?
No time in our history can we remember where connection is more important. Having experienced almost the unthinkable with COVID, we had this pause, or, you know, they talk about innovation, you need incubation time. And I think we had some incubation time individually as well as organizationally, where we looked at our priorities. We looked at the way of we live and work and connect with each other. And so now more than ever, the feeling of belonging is critical. And I'm sure, Michael, you've heard of the Great Resignation and the fact that on the low end, they're saying that 25% of our employees will think about moving to a new company, up to 45%. We want to feel connected. Thankfully, there is technology and there are solutions that will help us better collaborate, better connect, better understand each other. And this, I think, is the critical challenge facing leadership. 20 years from now, we'll look back and say, boy, after COVID, we redefined how we connect, how we work, how we play. We have balance. We're focused on health and wellness of our employees. And technology helped us get through that bumpy road because innovation is happening right under our feet. The way we look at work, the way we look at how we engage, the way we look at health and wellness, and the values of our organization, somehow all these stars need to align. And I think during COVID, we were like, okay, let's keep everything as calm as we can because everything else is imploding. So there is this restlessness that's there. And so I think it's more important than ever that not only do we look at, and it used to be the HR focus of let's hire a great talent, but also how do we retain and engage our employees in an ideal employee experience?
Well, how do we engage our employees in an ideal employee experience?
Well, I'm going to begin with empathy. They say that an engaged employee gets 5 positive reinforcement points to every potential, you could do a little better next time in terms of negative feedback, that 5-to-1 ratio. I think number 2 is transparency. Transparency and connection. I feel heard as an employee, and I feel part of something that it's not just lip service. One of the secrets is that we incorporate engagement touch points with our employees year round, not once a year. And this is really a critical component of what Innovation Minds is focused on, which is how do we make it easier for employers to connect with employees, partners, customers in a real and authentic way. It's much more important to have regular, meaningful conversations with employees. And that involves not only in-person connections, but virtual connections, because we are living in this hybrid world.
There's a connection there, I think, where you know the need to automate, or the opportunity to automate, really, is colliding with the fact that people are now demanding to be treated as people rather than as machines or elements.
I think it's true. I mean, let's face it, data can be our friend. It can tell us how we make decisions. All our employees cannot be treated with one very broad brush. We have individual needs and we like to be heard. And so while a lot of, you're right, technical tasks which can be automated are now off our plate, we contemplate more the connections we have with those in the world around us. And that includes, if you think about it, there's a saying that we become the 5 people we spend time with. Well, guess what? One of those 5 people is the organization that you're affiliated with.
What are some of the other techniques we can use to give our employees an experience of being treated with care and the fact that they are actually valued?
Positive reinforcement has to be not once and done, once a year. Regardless if we are in an in-person or virtual environment, we need to maximize the opportunity for positive touch points. For example, recognition and reward is key. I heard recently a study where if a leader were to touch base with their employee, their direct report, once a week, that would be enough to have that employee remain in the organization. That's the power of positive reinforcement. Gamification, where not only is it the individual leader that's providing positive reinforcement, but the infrastructure for engagement and innovation provides rewards and shows the employee that they're contributing. One of the things I often tell leaders in my workshops is one of the greatest ways to motivate and inspire your employees is to give them a challenge. And so one of my favorite features of Innovation Minds is it presents a fun and engaging opportunity to offer industry challenges, organizational challenges, and get all employees involved. I believe most challenges that businesses have, and you can take it from project management to financial to operations, the answer lies with your employees. And as a consultant myself early in my career as a VP in financial services, the first thing I would do is go to the front line and see what the employees said needed to be fixed. Very often, it was not in the boardroom, but it was the voice of those employees that gave me the power to enable a solution. So making sure that people have challenges, I think, will be key. And leveraging technology as much as we can to make that collaboration authentic, transparent, and not once a year, but built into everyday workflow and what we're now calling the employee experience. Before the employee is even hired, what does that experience look like? The onboarding experience, the mentoring and coaching. Does every new employee, are they assigned a mentor to the organization? Because that is key to that sense of belonging. So thinking through the entire employee experience and mapping that out and making sure you have key touch points will be the key to keeping a lasting, healthy workplace. And then, of course, there's the fun things. At one point, I had a position in one of my organizations, a CFO, and you might be thinking, oh, chief financial officer. No, chief fun officer. So you have to build in healthy, fun, laughter into the daily workflow because work is challenging and we need to make it not only interesting and engaging, but allow for a bit of play.
Well, now that you've gone there, let's talk about fun because everybody knows that fun is important for creativity, but some people don't realize how important it is for the employee experience, employee engagement. Now, a lot of studies have been done in terms of how it reduces stress, how it improves relationships, that it actually energizes people, makes us smarter. I mean, I guess it's quite clear that having fun in the workplace is actually really important for success. And yet, I don't think that's something that's been inculcated into the mindset of most employers, right? Fun needs to be part of the job.
Without a doubt. And you're right. There needs to be a mental reset. Oh, if you're having fun, you must not be working. Now more than ever, fun is important. Sitting in front of your computer screen as a virtual employee for 8 hours a day is nothing but draining. So companies that are meeting this challenge are doing creative and innovative things. For example, we have water cooler connections and innovation minds. We have innovation snacks. I have seen companies do virtual, my favorite, virtual wine tasting, where they send a bottle of wine to the home of the employees. Not only are they appreciated, but they actually make a connection between wine tasting and leadership. I've seen other different kinds of, comedians that have come in to break up the workday. If you think about what is your value proposition for new employees to be the best employer, you want other people, other employees saying, gosh, it's great to be here. It's not only engaging, we do cool and fun things. We have virtual happy hours. We make sure that everyone feels included.
Some fun statistics around fun. I mean, one of them that is apparently giving employees a free lunch gets them to work about 40 minutes more productively in that day. So although they're taking half an hour to eat the lunch, they actually get 40 minutes more work done. Now, apparently the lunch would cost about $2 or $3. So if the employee's earning less than $5 an hour, it's already a win. Just on a basic financial level, it seems that, doing things that are considerate for the employee, doing things that make them feel cared for or valued, seem to automatically be profitable.
I remember having 19 bank branches reporting to me. And it was a basic premise of our then CEO that if your employees are happy, that is going to carry over into the mood and vibe of your branch office and with customers. I remember at Wikipedia, we would bring in lunch for the employees and have a really engaging, innovative speaker. And all the staff was there and connected and collaborated. And we'd also do that with evening talks that we had of interesting topics, particularly health and wellness is first and foremost in our mind. So bringing in a health and wellness speaker to really focus on the quality of life and employee wellness is, I think, going to be an example of how are you adding and contributing to the value of the whole employee, not only what they do from 9 to 5. One of the things I'm really excited about in Innovation Minds is we're building in some of that fun factor. And part of daily engagement is incorporating fun, engagement, empathy into everything that the employee sees, feels, hears, and touches. So kind of a multi-sensory approach, if you will, to how do we craft a workplace where employees can't wait to start working in the morning. They have a challenge they're excited about. They're engaging with their peers. They feel listened to, and they have a flexible work environment.
You're talking about like that Wikipedia idea where, you know, everybody comes to lunch together and has this talk, which is, you know, empowering, enriching people. The question is, how do you replicate that in a hybrid environment? How do you create this campus, create a place that you're actually spending time with everybody when you're actually sitting in your own house?
A lot of what I hear from employees is like tool exhaustion, like, you know, tools for this. We got to sign up for this program and that program and this program. And there is not a sense of a home away from home, like a connected place that's workplace, playground, connection. And I think that what we need to do is get really creative about looking not only at how employees find information, receive onboarding, connect with mentors and peers, connect with challenges, but we need to look at every touch point an employee has with the organization and reimagine and think outside of the box of how do we optimize that? And also, again, build that bridge between the on-site staff and the virtual staff. So providing opportunities for that. I've done virtual vacations with teams where, yes, we were all in lockdown, but guess what? We went to Venice and we went to Tuscany. There are an enormous amount of opportunities for us to sit back, reimagine, and re-engage employees in a fresh and different way, where even though they might not be at the office, when they sign on and log on in the morning, they're at a great workplace. And that experience also impacts not only the employee, but their family as well. We can use AI and the latest technology. They're doing amazing things in which you can connect with like-minded employees and find individuals who have similar interests as you, who have similar strengths as you. And we have a what we call an innovator's profile, where through some self-assessment tools, even if you have a large organization, you can find your tribe. You can find your tribe to work on in a challenge. And there's certainly amazing things we can do about predictive team analytics in which, hey, we can put together a pretty awesome team of diverse thinkers that will really make this project successful.
And it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, that what you're saying is the workplace needs to become kind of like a playground with OKRs.
Yeah. You know, when we were in school, we wanted to get up and we wanted to engage and we wanted to have, you know, if you take a look in Silicon Valley, where our firm is from, you know, they design places, physical plants, where employees in the lunchroom, for example, connect in meaningful ways. Well, now we have to broaden the horizon to not only look at the physical plant and the architecture, but the virtual experience as well. So I am sure there's going to be a new job opportunities for virtual employee workspaces of how to design that perfect engagement. But for now, we're relying on CEOs and HR executives to really take a look at, and innovation officers, I should include, to really take a look at reimagining what the workspace looks like, not only on site, but virtually. And that means examining everything the employee sees, hears, and touches, and what their total experience is with the organization.
And I guess as we move away from people driving into a building, it becomes harder and harder to shape the employee's experience of being at work.
Well, yeah. For example, you know, I've taught for many years that the first 15 minutes of your day is critical to your psychology, right? So I always say, first 15 minutes, don't look at the news. Make sure you read something inspirational. Spend time with nature. The same principle I really reinforced with my managers and directors. What does the first 15 minutes look like when your employees enter the office? Is it a quick hello? Hey, how are you? or is it something more inspiring? So how does your experience begin virtually with your employees? How do you begin their day? I can see very cool, motivational, inspiring messages to start their workday. The other important period of the day is how you end the day, right? With gratitude and appreciation. So if you think about this concept of positive reinforcement, remember to bookend the virtual experience with positives so that they begin the day on a high, they end the day on a high, and in between, the work gets done and collaboration happens.
So is the purpose of Innovation Minds, would you say, in a sense, it's to be that playground?
I am saying that the future of all workplaces will be an integrated place and not going to a zillion different applications, and that it has to be designed with the human motivation and best in psychology in mind. So as we talked about, it begins with framing the opening of the day, the closing of the day, the water cooler connections, and it has to be part of not going to a separate system, but connected to our day-to-day work. I think Innovation Minds, thankfully, the best minds in Silicon Valley designed our cloud solution so that it is a playground, but it is a workplace where you not only go from idea management to project management. I think we both know that innovation often fails because there's all these ideas and nothing happens. So you need to have that central hub, that location where work happens, play happens, connection happens.
So is there anything else you'd like to say before we close up?
You know, there was a 1978 Harvard study that essentially said that we increase compliance from 60 to 93% if we use the word because. I think post-COVID, we're searching for our because. Our because in our lives, our because of where we work, where we choose to work. And so organizations and businesses, and I include nonprofit organizations in that equation, that give us a powerful because, help us to make sense of confusing times and find meaning and value.
So it's the shift from the company finding its purpose to each individual finding their purpose in the company.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Great, Rosemary. Thank you so much for being here. Look forward to seeing more of what you come up with at Innovation Minds.
Let's play.
This has been At the Edge, a podcast from Innovation Minds. We look forward to hosting you on our next episode, which you can find through the same channel you got here with today. Please join our LinkedIn group where you can discuss every episode. You can find the link in the show notes. We're really glad you were here, and thank you very much from Innovation Minds.